Well, I don't get to do this very often, folks, but Daniel and I were having such a great conversation, we ran out of time for the syndicated show, which has a 25-minute limit on it. But I wanted to go ahead and put this up anyway. We talked for a few more minutes, and I hope you'll find this edifying and enjoyable. So call it a podcast bonus.
So, okay, the Bible talks about signs in the heavens, and those are only two of them that I mentioned.
Oh, yeah, there's others.
I did a teaching on the feast, the fall feast in particular, and I talked about all the signs in the heavens that were, and you know, the Christian audience that doesn't keep toward, they were shocked by all this thing that were going on. But there are certainly signs in the heavens that are occurring right now. So I want you, the audience, to put that in perspective of all this other news, right? When Yeshua said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and that there would be earthquakes in great places, in various places, diverse places, one of the things that those cosmic rays are said to that will cause to happen are earthquakes in diverse places. Those particles will reach the core of the earth, and they will disrupt the plate tectonics of the world. So, honestly, we are in that season. And because we are in that season, we need to be of the right mind for this. Do your preps, get before the Lord, make sure you're on your face, be repentant, and be ready, because I don't think there's a lot longer to go.
Amen. Well, it always is a good idea to be ready on every time. You know, and we're told, pray that we be counted worthy to escape these things that are coming, and that we be found doing his work. So what we'll do is I'll say, hey, Daniel, it is always great to talk with you. Thank you. And, you know, before we go, because there was so much there, and we're out of time for the show in the 25-minute interval that we had, but I do want to just mention, because you brought up several other things regarding signs in the heavens and so forth. I mentioned a book that we won't put in the show, but if I add anything, I may put a bonus segment on here or something. But I was given a copy of a book by a friend that comes to our Torah teachings on the weekend by a fellow named Ben Davidson, Space Weather News, out of Colorado Springs. And it's called Earth Disaster Cycle and the Cycle Repeats. Basically, he's kind of a cycles theorist and involved in space weather research, solar research, and that kind of thing. And essentially, what he does is postulate something I had not heard about. We know there's a magnetic pole reversal coming, and he ties that together with some other things, including what is called not just a magnetic field reversal. That's a 12,000-year cycle that's pretty well known. And it's suggested that it may come due in the 2030s, maybe 2040s, when we actually see the shift, because it will accelerate. But he also talked about something I'd never heard about before, and it ties in with this 40 tera electron volt cosmic ray, and that is what he called micronova events. And essentially that it has to do with interstellar dust and things that can cause suns other than, you know, rotating binaries, which will occasionally go nova, but a micronova that might have happened before associated with these magnetic field shifts and something called the galactic current sheet, which is a magnetic field that permeates this entire region of space, and it actually has ripples and folds in it. This is pretty advanced physics, but it was fascinating. I'd never heard it. And what he essentially is saying is, you know, all of this could be correlated with what we're seeing, and it really indicates that, you know, what you were saying is just a part of even a bigger picture.
Yeah, I'd be interested in reading that. And I think he's absolutely right. There's so many things that are happening. And when you look, this is what's crazy, audience. When you look at all of the things that are going on. And so we read, you know, a verse like that when Yeshua says that there would be signs in the heavens, earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars. So ask yourself this. If you were the Lord and you wanted to communicate not only to the generation that, you know, he was talking to when he said those words, but to our generation, to a generation 2,000 years later, or when you read, you know, the Torah, and it's a generation that's 4,500 years later. How would you phrase such things? You couldn't go into the physics of everything that is going on. You couldn't be Mark Cole. Most people don't have his brain. But so how would you describe the events that would be unfolding? And certainly what we were seeing on the earth is this strange, I don't even know how to say this strange transition, if you will. because we are in the middle of a pole reversal, a magnetic pole reversal. But I often wonder if, you know, if you ever saw the movie 2012 and it talks about a crustal reversal or a literal pole reversal.
Well, and essentially, and Ben Davidson talks about that. It's kind of fascinating. I have always thought, you know, because there's a rotational pole as well, right? Which is the north pole about which and the south pole about which the Earth rotates. And there's a huge angular momentum associated. If that was to shift, you're going to have lots of earthquakes in diverse places and other things. But essentially, what this theory does is draw together and says, look, if we have an increase in cosmic rays because of a diminishing magnetic field around the Earth, more of these other particles too, and the lower wavelength and lower energy particles and wavelengths, they come down. All of that causes an effect, and one of them is not just DNA strand breakage that causes mutations, but also it heats up the core. And what happens when the core heats up, and now we're talking about geology, is that ultimately the poles are the places where there's a lot of ice, and so rotationally that ends up shifting. And so he postulates that or tends to try to make the case in a hypothesis that the ice eventually causes the center of rotation to begin to shift as well, and the Earth literally begins to tilt over on its axis. And, of course, we've seen some biblical indications that that could happen too. So all of these things, and here's the amazing part, Daniel, they all tend to kind of happen at once, and things come to a head. And what we get is a climax of, you know it, biblical proportions.
Well, you read the Bible, and the Bible talks about not just one mountain, right? Every mountain laid waste, right? Every valley made high. It talks about the seas that are roaring across. Now, what would cause that? Well, a crustal displacement or crustal shift would cause that. So I can see, I've thought about this, I can see how that could happen. And certainly there have been people in the past that have said that this has happened in the Earth's past. So you could see that would happen. But folks, all that happens at the end of the age, if we are about to see, and that was my point in bringing this issue up. And the other thing is, you just mentioned something. One of the things in that article, it talked about that those particles from these cosmic rays reach the core. Now, there was a movie out. Let me see. What was this movie? Oh, yeah. It was the movie 2012 where there were particles that were hitting the Earth's core and superheating it and caused what? They caused what? A Earth crustal displacement. And that's what caused all the earthquakes and stuff in that movie. Now, my friend Steve Quayle says that, but he always says this, that Hollywood doesn't get to make a movie unless the CIA gives it approval for it. They read the script and say, okay, this is not too close to the truth, so we can let it go. Now, using that psychology, right, using that analysis, what if that movie was giving us information in such a way that it looked like science fiction, and yet you're the guy that you mentioned that wrote that book could actually be right? Now that's a scary thought.
Yeah, it is. And again, the bottom line is there's so much going on here. And ultimately, I guess this is probably another good way to begin to close things up and tie some ribbons on it. We look at this and we think, okay, even though I have some background in electronics and in physics, when it comes to some of these the geoengineering, and when it comes to some of the things that have to do with crustal mechanics, that's beyond my ken, and I don't claim I can read the papers and see if they make sense or not. But as far as being able to say, is this BS or is it not, I can't give an assessment. And I think a lot of people have that same reaction with so much of what's going on in the world. And there comes a point at which we just have to look at it and say, all right, do we believe that the Creator has, he says, see, I have told you beforehand. If that's true, then there comes a point at which we say we just have to recognize he has warned us, he's given us this warning for a good reason, and that is because there's something we can do about it. Now, we may not be able to fix it or change it or prevent it, but what we can do about it is get ourselves right and be where it is that he has for us to be and to be found doing his work. So, when we look at all of this and it seems daunting on the one hand, it's also good to know that we have been told, and we've been told for a reason.
Well, Mark, here's the bottom line, that this facade that I have, this body, it is not my home. It's a tent. It's a temporary dwelling place. And we, in the end, don't belong here. We live to be, if we're fortunate, 100 years old, maybe a little older than that. But we are, the Bible says, we are but vapors, that, you know, we're just wisps in the wind. And regardless of what happens in the future, if we are right with the Father, then we will be okay. But that's the key audience, that we need to be right. Now, if you're part of this audience, you've heard a lot of teaching, and you are seeking Him, I'm sure. But the fact is that that same relationship that we have developed with Him can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's the peace that we can walk in today, even though, and literally, that we may be on the cusp of a great change on the earth today. But we can rest in knowing who we are in Yeshua, and knowing that the Almighty is ours. He's our Father. And we can take solace, and we need not be fearful at the things that are befalling the earth, because as Mark said, we were told they were going to befall the earth.
Amen.
But Mark, listen, it's so good to be with you, audience. So good to be with you, Mark, and thank you for having me back on.
Oh, it's always wonderful, Daniel. I appreciate you making the time, and it is great to be able to get together, especially in such a time as this. And I guess I will say, blessings to you and your family, and Thanksgiving is coming up too, so happy Thanksgiving as well. We know that there are some other holy days that really aren't that holy necessarily, but it's a time at least that we can start paying attention, and maybe it's a good time to talk to people about what's going on as well. So thanks again.
Right. Thank you so much, brother. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, audience. Honestly, I mean, it really is. And it's not just because of turkey. I like turkey. It's not just because of that. It's a time when we do give thanks, and it is not biblical, but it's a time when we do give thanks, and it's a family time, and I look forward to it every year. Unlike a December holiday that's coming up, I don't know.
Mithra's birthday,
Anyway, okay. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you, audience.
All right, thanks again.